Hello and welcome to this audio recording. I'm Jill Wigmore Welsh and I'm based here in Reading in Berkshire. These recordings are not designed to be a medical treatment, a substitute for going to see your doctor or getting advice of any kind or description about anything to do with your health. So if you have any problems at all that you're concerned about and you think could have an effect or influence your capability or capacity to do this movement work, then please go and talk to your doctor. If I say that once, I will say it 100 times. If you have got something wrong with you medically or you're not sure, but you want to listen in and do this in your imagination, then you can do it in your imagination. But as I say, make sure that you do not use these in any way, shape or form as a substitute for medical treatment. So today I'm going to be talking you through a short lesson, a short course in ability to detect your habits and patterns. And what I'd like you to do is to find a place to lie on the floor. Or if you can't lie on the floor, you can lie on the bed and lie on a firm surface. So if it's the bed, you want to take the duvet off, so you're just lying straight onto the mattress. If it's the floor, you can give yourself a small mat or something similar just to cushion yourself, unless you have a deep shag pile carpet, but I don't think anybody does have those things these days. If you have a laminate floor, which is quite common in the UK, you want to make sure you put something down. So maybe a mat. I have some beautiful sheepskin mats that I actually use when I'm working with people, and they're nice and thick. So come and lie on the floor. And in lying, I want you to position yourself so you're on your front, on your tummy. So come to lie on your front and position yourself however you feel comfortable. And it doesn't matter if your arms are up or your arms are down. Just choose whichever feels most comfortable for you. And just, you know, wriggle around a little bit. And take a few moments just to sort of get relatively comfortable. As I've already said, if you haven't got anything to lie on, make sure you've got some cushioning if it's a solid floor. And then the first thing to do is just to is really just to draw to your attention what it was or how it was that you chose to lie on the floor in terms of your own choice to do this process. So let's think about where you've chosen to place your arms, and have you chosen to have one arm up and one arm down? When I say up and down, I mean on the floor, maybe one arm up, pointing away from your head, and one arm down by your side. If you've got both arms up, maybe lying with your hands underneath your head. You've chosen to lie on the floor with both arms down by your sides. So just, as I say, just notice this. If while you're listening to me talking, you're thinking, gosh, this isn't as comfortable as I thought it was, then move and shift and change however you feel you want to. So initially, just, as I say, just Draw to your attention how it was that you chose to lie on the floor. And then think the same thing about the position of your head. So did you choose to support your head, say, under your forehead with your nose pointing straight down, or did you have your head turned to one side? If so, which side? And did you have your head turned to one side, but not with your hands under your head? And what does that feel like? Which side is it turned to? So again, just notice what this idea of lying on your front means to you. And remember, if it's at all uncomfortable to lie on your tummy and you're listening to this and you're thinking, gosh, I've been in this position for 3 or 4 minutes now, it really doesn't feel nice. Just give yourself permission to change position and always look after yourself when you go through these processes. So as you go through these processes, it's important to remember that if you have any sense of discomfort, or that this is something that you don't like to do, or you've got any, I don't know, feelings in your body that say, this isn't me, then just move and change and do things in a slightly different way. So make sure that all the time you're doing it, it feels okay. So if you're still feeling okay on your tummy, and we can carry on, and if you're still feeling that that position with your hands and the configuration of your head, where it is and how it is, leave those where they are. If not, as I've already said, you can turn over onto your back, or you can have a little rest and listen to what's going on, and then come back and join in a bit later on. And maybe if you did do that next time when you did it, you could start off in a slightly different position. And then let's leave the head and shoulders, move down a bit. And just move down towards the pelvis, the area just below your belly. Your belly's resting on the floor. We've all got a belly. So your belly's resting on the floor, and the front of your thighs will be resting on the floor. And notice what the area between the belly and the front of your thighs feels like. Is there a sense of contact or connection? Is there a space or a gap? Is there a sort of feeling of lightness there that tells you that you're not taking your weight through that area quite in the same way as your belly, fronts of your legs? Maybe just as you're relaxing, feeling the ground, notice if the weight feels more on one side of yourself than the other. And again, as I say, just keep checking in every now and again. If there's any discomfort, just roll over and allow yourself to have a break. And then again, going on down from the front of your leg, we'll choose a leg. Let's choose a leg, and I'll choose the right leg and go down the front of the right leg. Bring your attention to it. You can have your eyes closed if you want to. And just feel the weight of your leg resting on the ground, in the front of your thighs in contact, and the knee. And then carry on down to the bottom part of your leg, what we call the tibia and the fibula, shin bone. And notice if you're, as you travel down, notice when you get down to the foot, is the foot turned out to the side or turned in, or is the big toe resting on the floor, or is the all four toes resting on the floor? What sort of contact does your foot make with the ground? Is it touching the ground? had a knee problem, it might be it's a bit bent and your leg doesn't touch, or just idly allow your attention to sort of, if you like, trickle down the front of your leg. And bring your attention more and more deeply into this leg, noticing the contact and connection. And as I say, as you're doing all of this process, allow yourself just to be aware that if you get any feelings of discomfort or a sense that something is, as you're relaxing, is beginning to start to move into a position that doesn't feel quite okay, just gently move yourself out of that position and come lying back and have a rest. And then you carry on lying in this position if you feel comfortable to do so. And once you feel as if you've got a sense of that right leg, you can also do the same on the left leg. So starting again in that sort of gap between the belly and the front of the thigh, and seeing if there's any contact there at the front on the left side. And then stay just idly drawing your attention to that left leg, down the thigh and the knee. Feeling that contact, and then travelling on down shin bone, the tibia, where does it make the contact, till you reach the foot, and again do the same thing on this side as we're lying here. Let's notice which toes are in touch with the floor. Big toe, maybe no toes, front of the foot. And where does this foot seem to be pointing? And just spend your time just really beginning to start to literally map out the sort of territory that your body is inhabiting. And as you're lying here, remember all the time seeking comfort. If you roll over and have a break now, so however you're feeling, just roll over onto your back, whichever direction you feel comfortable to roll. Roll over onto your back again. As with any lesson, when you're lying on your back, notice what it feels like. If you feel that your head is tipping back, you can perhaps reach out and, so if you've got a paperback book or something local that you can just put under the back of your head to rest your head up. And then as you're lying here on your back, just allow yourself just to have a few moments of relaxing. Just feeling what it feels like inside of yourself to hear the sound of my voice. Have all of your attention on yourself for a change. Being aware that as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you're breathing out, as you're resting on the floor and relaxing, you're feeling yourself relaxing more and more, getting more attuned and aware of the contact that your body is making. So, and then when you're ready, if you want to, you can roll back over onto your tummy again and adopt this configuration of lying on your front. Because if you're feeling particularly lazy, you can stay lying on your back, just relaxing and doing the rest of the lesson in your imagination. But roll over when you're ready and adopt whatever position you want. And if you go back to the arm position that you had before, but actually what happens is you begin to start going to that position and you think, no, that does not feel, that doesn't feel okay now for some reason. The position that I chose before doesn't fit. It's not, doesn't feel okay. Then just do something slightly different. Maybe, as I say, put one arm up, put one arm down, turn your head to one side. Just do something slightly different. It's still lying on your front. matter what configuration your arms are in terms of the learning experience. If it feels comfortable to go back into the same configuration with your arms, then that's okay as well. And then as you're resting in whatever configuration it might be, again, just sort of idly draw attention to this place between your belly and the fronts of your legs, the area that we think of really as the pelvis. And so notice if perhaps there seems to be weight more on one side or the other side now. And notice if the legs have gone back to resting in a similar configuration to the configuration that they were in before, with the right leg going off doing its right-legged thing and its left leg doing your left-legged thing there. Or maybe even perhaps by doing something that you've done, there's even a shift already in the way that your legs are resting on the floor, and the way that the weight is in contact. So just again, just notice if it's the same or if it's changed, if it's shifted. And then just allow yourself to bring your attention to your breathing as you're lying on your belly like this, or if you're doing the lesson in your imagination, you can still bring your attention to your breathing. And as you're lying on the floor like this, allow yourself to still keep the focus of your attention on the sound of my voice. That's right, so just listening to the sound of my voice as you're lying here, allowing yourself to be in whatever comfortable position you might want to be. And then just tightly give yourself a breathe out. So just allow yourself just to allow all the air to just come out of your lungs. So it's not a forced shh exhale, it's just a sort of sense of, oh, I'm resting on the ground, that's nice. Oh, it's such a strong, firm, hard, supporting planet or bed or mat underneath me. Oh, this feels really nice. And allow yourself just to breathe out, that's right. And then allow the air to come back in its own accord. And as you breathe in, allow yourself to feel that belly sort of pushing into the floor if you're lying on your tummy. Allow yourself to feel that belly just pushing into the floor, and then as you breathe out, and then allow yourself to let the air come back in. That's right. So it's that funny sort of little space at the end of that out breath. I don't know if you've noticed that. I just find that a fascinating place. That place where the air goes out and then it's like, I'm not breathing. And then the air just comes back in again. And as you breathe out, each time as you breathe out, and allow yourself just to let the pressure come off your belly. And then as you breathe in again and allow the belly to really push into the floor, imagine that area at the low part of your back, right down low, just above the pelvis, as you take that breath in and breath out, what's happening down there? Can you feel how as the belly presses into the floor, there's that tendency for your back to sort of rise in the air? So this little process is sometimes something that I teach people to do when they've had back pain. I encourage them to lie on their tummy, maybe not quite in this configuration with their arms, but whatever. Talk about that another time. And just breathe. As they breathe, Very gently moving the low part of the back. And also sometimes what happens is that as they breathe, they begin to start to notice that as they focus on that out-breath, there's this sort of, oh my goodness me, I must be holding my legs quite tight all this time. And now they're resting on the floor. Oh, look, I could just let them go. So as you're lying here in this configuration, just relaxing like this, and remember, if at any time you want to turn over and lie on your back or side or whatever, just move, it's down to you. You give yourself ultimate permission to do whatever you want to do at any moment in time. This is your lesson. So as you just breathe out and breathe in nicely, noticing this contact that you're making with the ground underneath you, the bed, the mat, the floor, sheepskin rug, thick old-fashioned shepherd carpet. That's it. And just feel yourself resting on the floor, allowing your legs to be as they are. That's right. And as you keep the focus of your attention still on my voice, and you bring your attention inside your own body, and you notice if there are any aches and pains, and you take action to move away from that area. And then when you're ready, just roll over onto your back. I'd have to take a couple of in-breaths just to invigorate yourself, move around. And roll over onto your back and remember to position yourself so that you've got something under the back of your head. And just notice what the contact is now when you're lying on your back. Just notice how your legs are resting. Notice how you feel inside yourself. And as you bring your attention to your breathing now, as you're breathing out, that's right. And then allowing the air to come back in, notice how that feels, notice how you're feeling yourself. And notice the muscles, whether they're having the opportunity to have a rest, switched off a bit. And how now that your mind has maybe just been listening to what I've been saying and not thinking about all the hustle and bustle and activity and everything that's got to go on around you, what it's like just to be like this. And this is the end of the process. Very simple process. A process that you can practice whenever you have the opportunity. We'll do a little bit more work another time on what it is like to lie on your tummy. And certainly there are many, many, many movement lessons that start off with people lying on their front. And it can often be that lying on the front is an interesting position for people to get into because of the relationship with the spine and how immobility develops in the thoracic area when some people are leaning forward all the time over the desk and not doing lovely sort of free movement of turning, twisting, reaching, crouching, etc. So in your own time, when we've finished, you can come up into standing and just stand and walk around a little and just see how this feels, see how your body feels, see how you feel. So that brings us to the end of this little process. And I'd always be interested in hearing from you how you get on with it. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me through the webpage. I look forward to getting some feedback. And I look forward to joining you again very soon. This is Jill Wigmore Welsh from Reading in Berkshire signing off. And thank you very much for trying out this new little lesson. Take care.